you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
Yeah, boys.
What up, everybody? We're coming to you from our Zoom show. It's the Legion of Skanks, everybody. The Skanks are all here. I'm Big J. Okerson. That's Davey Boy Smith. And that is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
It's the Friday night hang.
It's the Friday night hang. I like that. TGIF. Ooh, no one's used that. TGIF, everybody.
Dude, we can't just steal TGIF. No, is it over? Do they have a TGIF still?
I think it's been over for
30 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it stopped at Full House and Family Matters.
I don't know that you know that, guys. So I bet you, and I don't know, but I bet you there's still a Nick at Night.
I bet you they're still making new episodes of Step by Step, Jay. What are you talking about?
I don't know if there's Nick at Night anymore. I wonder.
I bet you that all of these things are just whatever iterations of their old selves. I bet you they exist. I bet you TGIF on fucking ABC on a Friday night, they have whatever their version of Step by Step and Urkel and all these other shits are.
Yeah, they're all Asian now.
Just yesterday, I was watching Club MTV with Downtown Julie Brown, Wubba Wubba Wubba, and The Grind with Eric Nice, because they're still going too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, dude. Okay, there is an answer here. Alex, G. Mike, is there a TGIF?
Well, sorry, I brought up what they're showing on Nick at Night. I thought that's the direction.
Oh, this is Nick at Night.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How funny is that, though? When Nick at Night, when I was young, was black and white TV shows.
Yeah, it's Friends is there Bewitched.
Yeah, exactly. I Dream a Genie. Those shows are like forever gone, huh? Like a young kid will never know about I Dream a Genie. Like you guys would understand an I Dream a Genie reference.
Sure.
We grew up in I Dream a Genie, Jay.
But I mean, like, yeah, but I grew up on it, too, and I'm a little older than you guys. I'm saying that's still stuck with you guys. There's a generation
somewhere after you
that just doesn't know any of these shows, Dick Van Dyke show.
So TV and, like, productions.
Happy Days. Gilligan's Island.
TV shows in, like, the 50s and, like, 60s or whatever, like, there was a limited number of shows. So it was, like, a 30 or 40-year period where it's, like, it's just, like, I don't know, like, you know, those shows like we're still so major, like it was a big deal. If you had a fucking TV show on television, it was one of 10 channels. It was one of like 30 TV shows that existed in the world. It was such a fucking massive deal.
There was just three channels at one point. And yeah. I don't fully remember that, but I do remember it becoming a big deal when like Fox and what became the UPN or My Channels now. Like it was three UHF channels and three network channels.
I remember when I was a kid, Fox still had the thing of like they were the new guys.
Yeah.
I don't remember a time before that. But I do remember very vividly, because this was for a big part of my childhood, just having a knob TV. And it was two, CBS, four NBC, ABC on channel 7, UPN, and WPIX
on 11.
And that's and all PBS. Of us. PBS.
12 was, and that was maybe it. Sometimes it was like snowy, you see horses racing, but like it was just like behind the snow a little bit. Then 13 was complete snow, just
then no, 13 was PBS. I had that.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 13, then it went back to 2.
Yep.
Why no channel 1? I don't want to be an asshole. I'm sure
that
this
was for schools.
I'm sure there was a major bit for like comedians.
If when I was 7, you were like, write a stand up comedy bit, that would probably be where I went.
Why isn't there a channel 1? And what's up with 3? Why are we skipping all these channels?
it's such local too, because every channel is different everywhere.
But I remember when Nickelodeon became like a
but
thing.
But Channel One, but wait, let me say real quick. Channel One was reserved. That became a school channel.
Well, also everybody. New York One became a thing. But when we
later. When we were
little kids, when it was the dial TV, like Channel One was complete snow.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. But it was but it became a school channel.
When Nickelodeon, when it came out, when it like premiered, I remember. And it wasn't like you'd get commercials for it being like, this is a new channel just for kids. And I remember being like, God damn, dude. Like, because Disney Channel was always around. Then we never had Disney. That was not happening in my
household.
I never
had cable, yeah.
Yeah, we had cable. My mom would get cable and like a new pet's name every like 3 months. And then we just max out the bill, never pay it. It would be turned off. We'd have no cable for 2 or 3 months. Then we'd get it back on. We'd have a phone for 2 or 3 months and no phone for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. Haven't paid your cable bill, Mittens J. Gomez.
Yeah, dude. She was a fucking savage. But my mom would like just let us order like pay-per-views and just really, really N-word it up.
Puddles Robinson.
Yeah,
it is just days before Christmas
and all through the house.
I find it to be such stressful time.
Why?
Is it stressful for you?
I think so, yeah. I feel like it is.
Just getting everyone gifts and shit, you mean?
Getting everybody gifts, making sure you hit everybody.
Yeah, you work one night a year.
Yeah,
are you Santa Claus? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, and I'm freaking out about it. I don't think I'm ready this year. I
mixed up my naughty and nice list. I don't know.
I'm freaking out this year. No, yeah, because then I got like back in Philly, I got my mom, step pop, and like siblings there. They all have kids now. Just a lot.
It's a lot of buying gifts. I can't bring myself to like buy my friends gifts. Like this is like a thing that I was talking about this earlier today on Real Ass Podcast, but like Bert Kreischer, like he didn't do it. Like he has an assistant that got like every comedian that he's ever interacted with.
Yeah.
Like a frying pan and a fucking picture frame and these fun, like little gifts that cost literally hundreds of dollars.
It was nice. It was a nice thing to do.
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, it's a super nice thing to do, but the fucking reality is like, I'm not rich enough to have an assistant and the $100,000 to do that, like that's going to cause me to send everybody a $250 fucking frying pan.
Hey, thanks for opening up for me in Minnesota. Here's a frying pan.
Did you get the frying pan?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a frying pan.
What'd you get?
What did
$100,000 worth of road work?
Oh no, I'll tell you. Oh, yeah, more. But yes, very much that. Well, it's funny, Bert, also, when someone has that kind of money and the sweetness of what they're doing is so nice. You guys don't necessarily feel this right now, but the things Bert's given me, I mean, I'm looking at my closet over here at the things I've gotten from Bert that I'm like, I need a house. There's nothing I can do with these things.
So Bert, give me a house.
a Bluetooth boombox, a fucking Yeti cooler, a chair, like an outdoor chair.
Okay. Well, when I crack you over the head with my frying pan and take all that shit from you, it's not going to mean much.
Have you thought about asking me for it? I mean, I just said it's taking up space.
It's a hex.
I don't really want any of it.
It's the Gordon Ramsay hexagon fucking whatever pans.
Yo, I better have one sitting in my package room right now.
That shit's fire.
I better, because the funny thing, what he sent was, and again, he has no idea, but it's hilarious. He sent me a Aura frames, which are digital picture frames.
Yeah, he sent me one of those too.
That are currently a sponsor. Has been a sponsor for a year on Bonfire.
Yeah.
So it's just like I could have a zillion Aura frames whenever.
I almost re-gifted that Aura frame to YKWD. The fucking Yankee
Oh, I spot. Am re-gifting it. That's going to my mom right away.
Your mom has an Aura frame. I'm keeping that fucking hexagon pan.
Oh, the pan's in my package room. Pan stays.
Pan's dope.
No, Bert gives fucking righteous presents, like gifts, yeah. But it's just like they're so space consuming. But
in order for me to do, like, this is what I'm saying, like, Bert, you're making us all look like assholes. I do not have the money to give every comedian that I've interacted with a $200 fucking gift.
I don't think they overthink that personally.
Nor do I have the time or energy, nor do I have an assistant to do it. It's we're not playing the same game right now. So yeah, I'm just saying,
if you do get a gift, it's not going to be a Gordon Ramsay frying pan. You're getting a cheap frying pan.
Yeah. Like one of those $20 green ones that you see on TV store.
Yeah, this thing doesn't stick. You could do whatever you want to it. Nothing sticks. But I will say,
by the way, spoiler alert, a lot of stuff sticks.
And also, by the way, that's not even like a unique selling point for any frying pan. That's it. That's the whole job of the pan is to make shit without it sticking to it.
Without putting tons of butter in the pan or oil. But I was going to say with friends, with like buddies, I get presents as they seem to make sense to me is what I prefer. Do you know what I mean? If I saw something where I'm like, yo, dude, that's perfect. I got to, Dave would love this. I'd get it like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
You've never once handed me a gift.
It was nothing.
I love so many things.
Dude, I would love many of things, dude. I mean, he's like, yeah, my buddies, dude, I just got to wait till the moment arises. You've never given a gift, you cocksucker.
I financially took care of Dave for 3 years.
But I was very low cost at that time.
Yeah, and he was also giving you oral sex.
Yeah, it was an even trade.
Well, Lewis, think about the fact that you've never given me oral sex.
True.
There you go.
I'll give you oral sex. I'm going to fuck that picture frame.
Buddy, I gave you a Christmas present last year.
Me?
Yeah.
What did you give me?
Me and Christine got you and James the awesomest fucking slippers in the world.
That were the wrong size?
Wrong size, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't get everything right. That I told her, counts.
That I told her my size, this would happen. Then she replaced them. She got me 13, and then she gave me 13 women's. And then I wasn't even going to say anything.
Jesus.
I was like, you know what? I was like, this is it.
No,
I was
you should have said something.
But no, she came up to me and asked me. She was like, how are the slippers? And I was like, I wasn't even going to say anything. I was like, you got me the wrong size again. You're seeing the 13 women's. And she just gave me now. I just got the 13 men's for this year, but that's not a new Christmas gift. You guys don't get two Christmas gifts credits.
Lewis, you haven't got me any Christmas gifts.
I'm not gay. I'm not a faggot.
I understand. The point you're saying, you can't cry on both sides. You said I've never given you a gift.
You want to watch?
And I did give you a gift. And then you're saying, well, that was last year's gift. Because you said I've never given you a gift.
Yay. And you screwed up the gift before you got it right.
It's fucking gay to give another man a gift. Steve gave me that gift, and that's why I accepted it.
Jay and Christine gave me a big bag of gifts the other night.
Yeah, me too, for the kids, which makes sense.
For the kids. The kids loved them, too. They're a big hit.
But yeah, I'd love to never have the pressure of friends expecting a gift on their birthday or holidays.
Yeah,
I just don't do it. I don't expect a gift on the birthday or holidays. I don't give gifts on birthdays
or holidays. Even if I was fucking loaded, like first of all, if I was like filthy rich, then you guys would be filthy rich too, or I'd have stopped talking to you by now.
Sure.
And so we'd all have our own money. There's no need to.
I buy my own things that I want. I don't need to wait for somebody to fucking gift it to me.
No, that's almost the difficulty of anybody who does want to buy me a gift in my life, be it Christine or Isabella or whatever, is that like, exactly. It's like, I don't tend to like wait for it. Do you know what I mean? Like if I want it bad
enough.
If
you want a PS5, you get a PS5.
Right. To wait for that for a holiday. And it's also, I stopped doing that as a teenager.
It is a weird thing where it's like anything that I want, I'll get. Anything that I can't get, my fucking girlfriend can't afford to get it for me.
Also, anything that I can't get, if someone got it for me, I would hate that for some reason.
What do you mean?
It's the old, like, used to be the intro of our shows. Kevin trying to buy me
sneakers.
You know what I mean? You're just like, please don't buy me sneakers. Yeah. It's like so humiliating. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you can't afford it, so that's exactly my point. Like,
but that's also an insecurity thing on our end, right? Because I'm telling you it is though, because people that have money, they're not going like, oh, I can't have another man buy me sneakers. For them, they're going like, oh yeah, like obviously I can buy my own sneakers. It doesn't need to go that doesn't need to be said. I can buy my own sneakers.
No, let me
you're,
tell
you're talking
let me
about
tell you.
Buying something that you can't afford yourself. It's a little bit different. So like I've seen like Dana White and his friends like giving each other like $500,000 cars and shit like that. And it's like, oh, cool. That was so awesome. But he could get that car himself if he wanted to. There is a little bit something different. If I wanted a $500,000 car, I can't afford that. So if someone else gave that to me, now it's like, I'm sure part of it might be an insecurity, but also part of it's kind of like, I feel like I shouldn't get that until I can afford it for myself.
Agreed.
Like that's
no, I,
like,
I agree with
that's
that too.
Why
it's
you
almost,
try to climb the ladder. Cause like you want to be able to get this shit.
Here's almost the point. It's like, and I said, cause it's not like, I wouldn't want somebody to gift me a house, right? But
well,
if
Jay,
if but I was
well,
like, if,
me and Lewis got you a house this year, so if, way to ruin it.
If but I'm saying if like a Nate or a Shane, someone we're like close with, was like, dude, thanks for seeing it, Emmy. Here's $1 million in cash. I'd go, nice. I'll take that heartbeat.
A cool mill?
Yeah. In a heartbeat. Yeah, I would absolutely accept
5 years ago, you might have heard me say something like, no, dude, you know what? I couldn't accept it. I'd have to fucking do this. I see right there now. I'm like, yeah, mill, let's go. $100,000, $200
Shane, if you're $200, please.
And I'm not I said I'm not particularly in a struggle of any kind. It's just like, throw a mill on top of that? Great. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want like somebody to get me like, it's like, hey, I bought you a Mercedes. I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. It's weird.
It would also like just be so weird to like drive my Mercedes up to my shitty house. Out front, but like, hey, guys.
But again, I guess like if your chick got
I guess no, Mercedes not that. I was imagining
you drive an Audi. An Audi is
I was imagining like a Corvette or like a Lamborghini or something.
Sports car, yeah.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment to thank YourKratom.com for supporting today's show. YourKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo and has been a marquee sponsor for all things Gas Digital for a long time. So if you guys are over 21 years old and already in the market for Kratom, I suggest getting it from YourKratom.com.
Hell yeah. And if nothing else, if you Kratom, you love Joe, go support the guys who have been supporting us. These are the type of sponsors that really make what we do possible, because they're just like ride or die, and they always like are with us with everything we do. Support the guys at EO Kratom. Companies run by great people, and it's the best Kratom at the best deal you're ever going to find.
Gotta love them. YourKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. Alex said $1 million would change your life. Yes, Alex, we know.
Alex, nobody was sitting here going, do you think $1 million would change Alex's life, or would it no, pretty much like, be the same thing for her?
In the most insane way, you guys.
You think, it would just be another Tuesday for Alex? Probably, right?
Just a different world I would be living in, completely.
$1 million in cash right now, wouldn't make it a different world, but it would make my... It would make the next couple of years fucking... I'd be like, oh, no, thank God.
It wouldn't make it a different world. Lewis would still be living in the same world, just this time as a happy person.
This time, I would, with a little less pressure.
I don't, no, but I honestly don't want that. And I bet you guys would both agree. You'd feel weird about it too. Like, there's just something like, I don't know. There's still, it's not supposed to go that way. It's not supposed to be someone just hands $1 million.
You see this as a lot. Like, none of us got into this, right, to be at the beck and call of anybody, right? We don't have a boss. We don't have like, every comic got into sort of do their own thing. Now, what happens is I think a lot of guys, and I'm not even disparaging them, you see it happen all the time. They choose the path to go and be some dude's opener. Because they're making really good money. Like guys that are opening for certain guys, I'm sure they fucking make a wild amount of money. Just being openers.
Oh yeah.
But even if they're making more money than me, being an opener for another dude, I would never want to be the dude that's just opening for another dude. The A-plan was never that. And I think some people, they go, you know what? I'm okay with this life. And they go, fuck.
Well, you have to have like a bigger thing in mind, I think. But it is, yeah. I say that all the time. I never bring up Kev again. Like his guys, I saw Naeem last night, and like they're Kevin Hart's guys. Like you're under that umbrella forever.
Not Naeem Ali.
Not Naeem Ali. Naeem Lin. But Spank and those guys, like they're.
I'm sure they make more money than I make on the
they're
road.
They're all millionaires,
and it's fucking great. But
I agree with you though. Also, I do agree with you. It's like I kind of want to do like my thing, but there's a point of this though, where it's like actually the best goal to have at a time is to become someone who's out on the roads, like opener for a while.
Yeah. But also Lewis isn't talking about just like opening for somebody who's big. He's talking about like being that guy's opener and kind of like, that's what you do. Saying that like, we wouldn't all like open for a bunch of guys if they asked us to, you know, like you do the Burt shit or say if someone huge was can you
but
open even, for
but I'm
on
saying
the
on the level of like when I was doing it with Attell all the
Dave,
time.
Dave, can I open for like you on New Year's Eve? Please. I need more.
I can't split that money.
When I opened for Attell all those years, though, it was definitely like I was thrilled to be doing that.
By the way, Lewis, you can open for me on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but you, Jay, you would have had Attell been like, all right, I'm going to give you, at the time, right, even if Attell would have been like, I'm going to give you $1,500 a weekend to open for me guaranteed, and you're just my opener now.
I don't every think weekend you're out with the time.
I don't think you would have taken that. I think you would have been like, oh, I can't just be somebody's opener. Like, that's just like, and at that time, that would have been good money for you.
Well, it depends when it's said. When I first met Attell, if he had said that, I would absolutely just been like, but again, the goal of that wouldn't have been even as like, the money's great. And I would have looked at it as like, oh, I'm getting on the road in front of these audiences. Like, how would I gather these fans? So that's, it's not a great example. But I mean, like,
but it's also, no, that was the plan, was to gather. I don't think a lot of these other guys, the plan isn't to gather fans. The plan is like, oh, shit, I have like.
It must start with that in some capacity.
A cushy.
But I wonder, like, I wonder if like Spank and them like sell out fucking places like that. But again, oh, to go back, I wanted to say about when you need it. Like, I remember how difficult it was for me to take the money. Like when Hurricane Sandy happened and Kevin Hart like gave me $10,000. Which was game-changing.
A drop in the bucket for him.
Oh, buddy, that was the funniest. When I said I wasn't taking it and everything, and Keith Robinson called me up, and it was so funny. Do you remember the story? And he goes,
he's like, you're going to give me a stroke if you don't take this money.
No, he goes, stupid. He goes, take dummy's call. He's trying to give you money. And I was like, no, I know. I don't want that, man. It's like, you know, I gave some kind of weird, like, I'd rather him just call and ask me how I'm doing more than the money or whatever. He goes, stupid, he's trying to give you $10,000. And I went, yeah, that's what I mean, man. That's crazy. Especially at that time in my life, that was crazy money. If you said it to me, I was like, he's trying to give you $10,000. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I mean, Keith. That's crazy, man. That's like too much money. And Keith goes, it's insultingly low. Take it.
It's so funny. It really is. Truly, when you really know, like, I don't know what Kevin Hart's net worth is, but it's literally,
it's not $10,000.
It would be, to him, it's like a nickel to what that's to your, a nickel to me. Literally, if you look at our bank accounts, $10,000 to Kevin Hart, it might be less than a nickel to me.
In 2011 or 2012, when did Sandy hit?
$450 million. Yes, dude.
Wow.
I can, it's so, the math is so,
but
out
2000,
there. It's like a number that I don't believe the number's 12? Real. It's like a bazillion.
Do you have any idea how many times
ago? Was it 10 years ago?
Do you know how many times Kevin Hart could change Alex's life?
450
times.
In a crazy way, 450 times.
What is 10,000? What is the percentage of 10,000 to 450 million?
But that's not accurate.
I know it's not accurate, and it's maybe it's more, to be honest with you. Maybe it was more back then. So let's just go with this metric, Jay. We'll never know.
It wasn't more back then. He's most famous now.
Yeah, but no. But what I'm saying is, this might not be accurate. He might be worth twice this much.
Sure,
and
sure,
back
sure.
Then
he might be a billionaire already.
Yes, exactly. The none of these things are accurate. You have no idea what his investments are, what his property are. Like, they'd have, how
oh,
would they
I
know?
Do.
They it's all have numbers. Remember, we looked up the numbers on us that they all have. None of these numbers are even close
point,
to accurate.
It's 0.2%. So let's just say
it's a legally drunk amount.
Let's just say I have $100,000 in my bank account right now, just to make it even numbers. Uh-huh. What's 0.2% of 100,000.
Let's just lie and pretend Lewis hasn't spent all his money on vacations. Let's say he had $100,000 in a bank account somewhere.
It's imaginary word.
That's the money he's counted out that he was like, I'd have $100,000 in the bank right now if I didn't go on so many vacations.
What is 0.2222%? Do we know?
$220.
That's what it is. Kevin Hart gave you $220 a day when you were at your lowest. When you were at your fucking lowest, he pulled $200. Just so you know,
smackers,
I'm giving
dude.
More to my secret Santa tonight at the gas station Christmas party.
Yeah, shit. That's really funny.
Dude, it really is insultingly low when you put it into consideration and perspective as to how much money he has.
You know what? Let's say 10 years ago, he had a third of that money.
Well,
it's still hilarious.
But I feel like Kevin Hart giving you $10,000, it's almost like just like a guess. Like, he can't even fathom what your economic position at the time was. Yeah. And so it's like, you know, like when someone delivers something and like puts it together, like they put shelves up for you or something, and then you're like, what do I give him, like 20, 40? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, you have no idea what the number is. Like, I feel like he could have just, he's like, what do I give him, 50,000, 10,000? I don't know. What do you do for this? Here's 220 bucks. Get out of here.
Sometimes, like, dude, I've
get your life together here.
Have you ever gotten a foot rub before?
No.
No.
In Chinatown?
No.
Love a foot rub. But it's so, like, for, in order for you to get me to rub your feet for an hour, I mean, you have to be like at least a grand.
At least 220 Kevin Hart dollars.
I mean, at least a grand. For me to get down on my hands and knees and rub your feet for an hour as there, you just sit there and scroll on your phone.
Lewis, open your mouth. I want to spit in it and rub my feet.
That, I mean, it's wild. And then for in Chinatown for $27, these fucking poor Chinese people, you just shove your feet in their face and they get down and they're appreciative of it. It's wild.
No, it is funny, the price of things, like how crazy they sounded at one time, and now you're like, do you know what I mean? Like, if a pair of jeans now, if you saw jeans that were like, it's a $100 pair of jeans, like, these things are going to fall to shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just, like, kind of...
I still buy Levi's. I just have a weird body, so my Levi's, like, I know my number, and I know what fits, like, what, like, the good cut is going to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't... I have, like, big fucking legs and fucking...
Sure.
Big hips, so yeah, I always buy $90 jeans. But I got to be honest with you, when I was a kid, $90 jeans sounded astronomical.
Crazy. That's what I'm saying. I agree.
When I was a kid, and when I say kid, I mean 25. I used to go to Modell's. Me and Lewis, that was our joint Modell's, because they would have like $14 jeans. And you're like, you just go get them and be like, yes.
And they
awesome.
Used to be Boss jeans. They would have brands that used to be good. Sure. That, like, whatever happened to the company, they're still trying to hold on. But
I'd say the majority of my life, I wore $20 jeans. You know what I mean? Like,
and they would fall apart within weeks.
Yeah. Something. But then you just wear them with the rips and the whatever for a while.
There was a time in my life where there was always a hole in my crotch.
One of the reasons I wore basketball shorts under my jeans a lot when it was baggy shit.
From 16, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I started buying better jeans. I don't buy, like, nice clothes. I literally wear Levi's, but, like, it was honestly because I probably owned one or two pair of jeans, and I would wear them just nonstop. Yeah. Like, I'd walk around a lot, too. It was a different, like, life. I was, like, on the street selling comedy club tickets, just constantly chafing. Just really doing chafe movements as I'm shuffling up and down the street trying to fucking stop people.
Wide thighs, just tearing that denim apart, tearing it down. I've been there.
From when I was like ninth grade up until like 33 years old, there was always a hole in my crotch at all times.
Yeah, I had a lot of crotch holes.
Shitty sneakers was a thing that I had. Like, sneakers would always just look like absolute shit.
Yeah,
never had nice sneakers up until
I was younger. We learned how to scam like Modell's at a time. You couldn't do this anymore because girls now know all this shit, sneaker stuff. But you can go put like the best Jordans or whatever and just change the label, change the tag, or change the box for like $25 sneakers and bring it to a girl cashier. No idea.
Yeah.
They had no clue. Jerseys, you can get real jerseys a couple $100 for like $30. It was pretty, like, that was easy, but you couldn't do that anymore.
Well, I learned that you could, they can't stop you, they can't physically touch you at these stores.
Well, now,
no, like back then, were, back
oh,
then,
are
no,
you sure about that? Because, like,
so I had a joke about it in my act when I worked at Hot Topic. The only reason I knew this was because I worked at Hot Topic when I was in high school. When I was 16, and they had a day of training, and they said, if you see a shoplifter, you can't touch him. You got to call security. And then security wasn't allowed to touch me. The security had to call the cops. So it was, once I learned that was the most valuable thing that I learned from that job, because I only worked there for a couple weeks, but I was like, oh, I can just steal anything I want from this mall and they can't touch me. So I started just brazenly just taking things. I would walk into Modell's, we would take sneakers, just put them in a bag and walk out, and they just couldn't touch you. We were like, they would be like waiting for us, sometimes security, and then you'd be like, hey, what are you gonna do? Like, I knew they couldn't touch you. They can grab the bag though. So they can grab, like, they can't put their hands on you, but they can like try to grab the product.
You'd, like, run.
That's what they would do. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Remember one time I got caught, and the girl that was managing, this is like just a sad, embarrassing moment. because the girl that was like managing the store was like 19, was like robbing these shoes, and the security grabbed me and they're like started pulling me. Then I looked up and she was, the manager of the store was a girl that I went to high school with, and I was like, oh,
so
embarrassing,
brutal.
Yeah,
and you were in high school?
No, I was like a year out of high school.
Oh, gotcha. That's hilarious, though. Lewis, this is what after school's been for you, huh?
I was on a path. It was just I happened to find comedy. I happened to find selling comedy club tickets. If I didn't find selling comedy club tickets, I have no idea what would have happened, because I was just stealing regularly. I have the story of almost robbing the KFC, but like that was just I was always
selling comedy tickets on the street is the saddest escape ever.
Yeah.
And you're like, if I didn't get this one wonderful opportunity to be a street urchin.
I went my mom never made more than like $200 a week in her entire life. So I went from making like, and you know, I worked some dumb jobs. I sold pizza. I was an outdoor guy at a bar for a little
I'm
bit.
I'm surprised you weren't more of like a hustler when you were young. Like you strike me as what you became, that you were the guy who would have sold candy at school and all that kind of shit.
I did all that. Since I was 11 years old, I've never not had a job. I've always had a job. I was a kid when I was younger than that who had an iced tea stand. When it would snow, I would walk around and knock on doors and ask people to shovel their driveways. I would hold.
We used to do that.
Yard sales. Sure. I would literally whatever. And I always hustled, and I always had this in me. The hustle just started becoming like, I didn't have like a moral code. So like by the time I was my son's age, even younger, we were breaking into cars in like the local parking lot. Like we go to ShopRite and we weren't taking like radios out of cars. We were just emptying the console. We were trying to find literally quarters and fucking, you know, if you find a dollar or two, you're like, oh shit. One time we found $300 just like sitting on a fucking, in a paper bag on a seat.
Yo, I mean, $300 would change Alex's life in such a crazy way.
Doggy, we found $300. We were 10 years old. We found $300. And it was like, I mean, I can't even explain to you. It seemed like it was an unlimited amount of money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much
money. I got caught stealing porno magazines in the front of my, like, trying to put them down the front of my pants under my shirt, and getting caught doing that was pretty bad. Just an old man spinning me around and lifting my shirt up, tits and shit. You're like, I ran I did not get the magazines.
Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our great sponsors this holiday season, which is Yo Delta. A great company, makes incredible products.
Whoa. Ho, ho, pussies. Hello.
You're getting into the spirit of the season.
Aren't you Jewish? Aren't people from Transylvania Jewish?
No, but there are some converts for sure, because they want to get those big Jewish jug women. You know what I mean? You do.
You can't. You can't celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yes, more Christ.
Like it's like a day that would like maybe burn your skin. It's if you know, you can't go to a church. You can't celebrate Christmas.
The guy himself is cool. It's the ideas I don't like.
Did you know?
I always like felt like vampires were kind of playing for the other team, you know?
Yes, no. Listen, I can appreciate the art and not the artist.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I feel like I need to get high after hearing all this, and I like to get high on Yo Delta vapes and gummies directly from yodelta.com. They have vapes, gummies are super, super potent. They can be legally shipped almost anywhere in the United States.
And it here first, everybody. You heard it first. The vampire is a convert, and the Delta vampire and Jesus, he's in a pod.
YoDelta.com is the website. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, 25% off this holiday season. All right, where were we?
Happy holidays. But I know there's a thing kind of recent, I believe. Maybe that's just never been like a outwardly spoken about thing about them not being able to touch you or something or do anything about it. Mm. But now it's like when they made that, like, and also shoplifting under $1,000 or $800 is like just misdemeanor. You'll get a ticket or something for it at most. So now in Philly, I don't know where this is at right now, because there were a bunch of stores that they were going to close. Like Philly, they would just organize flash mobs to like run into the fucking like Target or Walmart or whatever and just grab everything and just free for all run out.
They used to do those when I was a kid in Brooklyn. They would have like flash mobs that would come and like just, you know, like mass
loot a store.
But the thing is that when they called the cops were like coming for those guys.
Yeah.
Like they were coming for you. And if they found you, you were going to like all get fucking like tackled and thrown on the ground and fucking arrested. Now it's like the cops aren't even going to go after those people. And if they do, they'll write them a ticket and they'll laugh in their face and tear it up. And
well, there's a weird thing like in the moment. And this is what happens. You see this happen all the time, right? Because I think in probably almost every jurisdiction, the law, or at the very least, like corporate company policy, it's not even law. It's corporate company policy says, don't put your hands on this person. If you hurt them, they're suing us. Like it's much, right. Like, it's more worth it to lose the pack of gum than mm-hmm. this person to hurt themselves and then have a lawsuit and they will win. We'll always settle out. They've been through this. These are massive fucking companies, right? But there's this like X factor where it's like, there's like dudes very often. It's most of the time, it's a dude who's the security guard or just a guy behind the counter. And then this guy goes to steal some shit and is disrespectful. And then the dude's like, well, yeah, you're not going to disrespect me. And then it becomes a thing. It's not even about the store or about the stealing, about anything else. It's just two dudes fighting now.
Pissing contest. Where,
yeah, it really just becomes that, dude. I could see myself just feeling slighted that they were trying to like get one over on me. And it just snowballing into like,
Well, first of all, if that's your job, then your identity is kind of like, I'm the security guy at CVS and you're sitting there with a dumb little badge and a dumb security jacket. So it's like very clear, like you're the security around here. And then when this dude takes something, it's almost like him saying, yeah, I sized up this faggot over here. He's not going to do shit. So no, I'm just going to take this and go on my way. And then as a man, if you're there, you got to be like, what? What
the fuck? Why I don't know.
You can just steal my store?
In the city. I mean, it really is. When I don't know if that was the right move to hire like thuggy dudes as like bouncers and stuff like that, because like it does, we're not bouncers, but security rather.
Yeah.
Cause that's like, you, it's like, they're taking it very personally. I feel like, you know what I mean? It can get to a thing where you're like, it's not about fucking Rite Aid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, call me a pussy dude. Like it's,
well, you see it happen all the time. Like McDonald's employees where the employee will attack the person behind the counter will be talking shit like, yo, fuck you, that's why you work at McDonald's, you little bitch. And then the McDonald's employee's like, all right, motherfucker. They just started fighting. And you're like,
this is a
major lawsuit. But you're dealing with a 16-year-old thug who doesn't give a shit about this lawsuit or the job or going to jail or anything else. He just wants to fucking throw fucking hot oil in your face.
Yo, the lady who slaps the McDonald's employee in the face and just walks away like that was the end of it. That's the end of that. It was so crazy. The girl just chases her out and beats the shit out of her.
I think she begs her to stop. They're all so good, though.
Oh yeah, it's fucking great.
Mary, why don't we? Because we have some Christmas stories. So what we're doing is we're celebrating the core values Christmas. So what do we have, Alex? The ghosts of rapes past,
like a rape of Christmas past, and
rape of Christmas past, racism of Christmas present, and retard Christmas future, or something like that. So Jay's so unimpressed.
I'm looking at it.
But let's do plugs right quick. And then we'll get into that. Friday Night Hang right here in the Legion of Skanks.
Friday Night Hang. I'll go first. BigJComedy.com, everybody. If you're listening to this, come check me out next weekend, New Year's Eve weekend, Friday through Sunday at the Pittsburgh Improv. Very, very excited to be there. Come ring in the new year with me. The weekend after that, I'll be in Liberty, Ohio, right outside of Cincinnati. Come check me out there. After that is Salt Lake City, and then filming my crowd work special in Denver after that, so let's fill that up. There might be tickets left for that, I think, so fucking fill that shit up. Four shows Friday and Saturday, so that's gonna be fucking awesome. Watch my special Dog Belly, available on YouTube now, Kevin Hart approved.
Hell yeah.
And SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week with me and Roberto Kelly.
Dave?
Guys, my last show of the year, New Year's Eve, East Rutherford, New Jersey. I got Robbie the Fire Bernstein and Chris Faga coming with me. It's a live stand-up show, then a live part of the Problem Podcast, and then a meet and greet party afterward. So it's one ticket for the whole thing. It's like a whole night hang. Come on out. These tickets are moving fast. This is going to sell out. So come on out. Spend New Year's with us. It's going to be a fun time. And then I got a whole bunch of stuff. I'll be on the road all year next year. A whole bunch of dates will be up on the website in the next couple days. ComicDaveSmith.com is the site. And of course, if you haven't already, go check out my my special that was in the run of the Gas Digital Half Hour specials, 30 Minutes with Dave Smith. Also, Libertas, back from 2017, is all that's up on YouTube for free, too. So go check all that shit out. And part of the problem, of course, is my solo show, or my show with Robbie the Fire Bernstein, I should say, right here on the Gas Digital Network. And that's all.
Live dates for the Meaty Ogre Tour, brand new tour, brand new material starting in January. I'm going everywhere. I got Emmaus, Pennsylvania, and Key West, Florida coming up in January. But then I got Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie, Tampa, Des Moines, Iowa, Providence, Rhode Island, and many other places all coming up throughout the winter, spring, summer. We're going everywhere, guys. So if you guys keep on checking back, lewisofskanks.com, you'll see your city more than likely sooner than later going up there. Grab tickets right now. Come out. Bring some friends. It's going to be a ton of fun. Scott Chaplin accompanying me on most of these tour dates, which is going to be a ton of fun. Also, we just announced that
Scott Chaplin's just going to open for another man
on all of these dates.
Wow.
What a pussy.
You giving him $1,500 a show?
He wishes.
It's not even good money, Scott. What are you doing?
With a man.
Yeah, we're doing really excited about this as well. We haven't announced the dais just yet, but we're producing the roast of the Insane Clown Posse, produced by Gas Digital, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So look out for that. More information of that coming soon. Check out the other pods, Real Ass Podcast and The Regs, and make sure you get subscribed to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Starting in January, the Friday Night Hang is exclusive for Gas Digital subscribers, so make sure you guys subscribe. Use the promo code LOS. You unlock thousands of hours of podcasts that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free and uncensored. You get pre-release on Legion of Skanks. The show's ad-free and it's uncensored. We have to censor these shows a shit ton for YouTube so we don't get banned from YouTube. So if you guys want to see the show in its truest form, plus get a bonus episode, you get thousands of hours of podcasts that are all ad-free, uncensored, all in one place, exclusively for subscribers. Brand new app we just launched. We just pushed new updates for the apps, fixed the search function, added the Android TV and Apple TV apps as well. So go subscribe, use that promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, and get instant access right now.
Support our Black-owned business.
Hell yeah.
Please support our Black-owned business.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Were those any of those words? Yeah, did Lewis just make noises
on,
and then just leave?
I gotta.
Shit. I'm gonna.
Beep.
Just exit frame.
Skip that. Oop.
Oh, jeez.
Alex, when Lewis comes back, let's tell him you lost the stories.
I heard somebody comes out of the house.
Okay.
And
you had to go kill them?
No, I had to go make sure it wasn't...
Pretty big dude. Just going to let him do what he wants.
He's having his way with Jenna right now.
I'm not allowed to touch him, unfortunately.
I mean, isn't it fucked up, though, that there legitimately is this, like there's a size of dude where you have to just look at, you got to like pick up the pieces and go, you know what? He's just going to have his way with my girl and there's nothing I can do about it. Like what is like Brock Lesnar just says, I'm taking your wife.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, well, fighting him, like,
does he
like,
handle you first, or do you have a chance to go get a weapon? Or,
yeah, I mean, the obvious answer is go get a weapon.
What type of weapon, dude? I mean, gun. What, like, okay, Jay, where are you going to get a gun? Well, before he takes your wife,
oh no, he's gonna have her for a few minutes. I mean, yeah. Go get
this thing. Oh, yeah, depends.
I'm hoping she could like put up a little bit of resistance because I'm gonna need 3 to 5 minutes.
If he fucks like a jackrabbit, he'll probably finish before I get there. I'm not really good at loading guns.
Yeah, like, did I see Brock Lesnar coming? Like, how much time do I have here?
I'm just saying, like, or even like it's a guy fucking with you. Like, you remember there was that one video we watched it on here? It was like a massive black dude. It was kind of a little dude. His chick was super hot, like a hot Asian chick. And it was on Halloween. And this guy just fought this big black guy. He got his ass kicked, kind of, but he still kind of held his own enough to the point where it's like, oh, this girl's going to, like, this guy, like,
he could go home with that chick and it not be a problem. You know what I mean?
No, like, she's like, no, she was like, down. Yeah, no, exactly. But like,
like, imagine it was even worse than that. Like, what if it's like professional fighter, heavyweight, like Brock Lesnar, John Jones, like
you're knocked out in a really hilarious position while he's fucking her too.
I'm
just saying, just been a weird way.
You have to like look at it and go, well, there's nothing good is going to come of me fighting this off. It's almost better just let him have her way.
For you, yeah, yeah.
And then you go, at the end of it, you go, I guess we got to see other people now because this is going to be awkward.
Well, but
I made a calculation and, you know.
Sit there and take it. This guy's going to kick my ass if you don't.
Hey, don't fight too much. Honestly, think about me. Enjoy it a little.
I'll smile at you the whole time.
Hey.
He's almost done, hon.
I think about that all the time, dude. Just like
someone busting and beating you up and raping your girl.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus, that's what a haunting thought to constantly have.
I'm tortured at all times, guys.
Guys, living I'm never not my seeing head. In my head my girlfriend being viciously sexually assaulted while I sit there idly by.
Dude, you can't do anything. That's or like even with like my son, like what happens if like people wanted to take your kid and you physically can't do anything? It's just like oh my God, dude.
Yeah, that's a dark
dad
thought.
What's happening, son? I'm trying, but he's so good, he's so strong and big. Daddy, you're not really gonna let him take me, are you? I'm not necessarily letting him. There's just not much I can do to stop him.
You really can't.
Is it better that only one of us gets hurt, or should we all get hurt? I will find you, boy.
I got a special set of skills.
I can hire people that will find you.
I have a special set of skills, but I seem to have forgot them as I've eaten too many edibles. What were we talking about?
Doesn't set of skills kind of rhyme with edibles? Set of skills. Edibles.
Edibles.
This is crazy.
Edibles. Oh.
They're gone.
Like I have 15 hands.
Skittles.
Are my fingers dragging in your
Skittles.
Eyes too?
What would you do? I mean, what would you even do if your kid's kidnapped? What do you do? What's your first thing? Your daughter calls you. She's like, Dad, they're going to take me. Like, are you going to try to do the taking thing? Or are you going to start saying, all right, babe, just tell me all the things you see right now.
Yeah, he'll say like one little word on the phone, and then I'll match up that word in my head. I'll track him down in Eastern Europe somewhere.
But you know what I'm saying? Like what Liam Neeson said, he was like, tell me everything you see right now. Yeah. Like.
Well, he was experienced in this.
I know, but would you attempt that? Would you attempt that? Would you say, tell me?
You go, oh my God, babe, you're giving me nothing. You see a wall? There's walls everywhere. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. It's hard.
No, I'm just never going to let my kids leave the house.
Isabella's 6 foot tall, so I mean, like, that guy really wanted her. It's not an easy grab.
Yep. Did anyone see him stuffing a body into this car? Oh, everyone did. Everyone in the neighborhood saw it.
It was a fair fight for the most part.
She kidnapped him.
Yeah. She flipped it on him, kidnapped his ass. Now his family was looking for him.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Waterboy for supporting today's show. I really love Waterboy, the best hydration powder on the planet, scientifically formulated to cut your hangover time in half. If you guys are partying this holiday season, this is going to be what saves your day. Drinking too much, waking up the next day, having a hangover, it absolutely sucks. Waterboy has you covered. Not only do they have you covered if you're trying to recover from drinking, but they also have great post-workout hydration formulas as well. It's a great company that's going to keep you hydrated this holiday season.
Yeah, I was almost thinking of quitting drinking until I found these guys, but screw that.
No way, dude. How are you going to fucking hang out at all these fun holiday parties this year? Waterboy is truly the leader in the game. 3 times the electrolytes as liquid IV and like 8 or 9 times the electrolytes of Gatorade. Waterboy is also gluten-free, caffeine-free, dairy-free, vegan, and made right here in the USA. There's literally nothing to not love about Waterboy. All you got to do right now to save some cash is go to waterboy.com/legion. Once again, that's waterboy.com/legion. And when you do that, you're going to save 15% off your entire order today. One more time, that is waterboy.com/legion for 15% off. All right, where were we? All right, let's talk about, Alex, let's talk about some of these core value Christmas stories. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Miracle Friday night.
Merry Christmas.
Very exciting.
All right. So we're going to start with probably the saddest of all the stories.
No, Alex, you're so afraid of Lewis. It's crazy.
Oh,
I told her to commit heavy to just say she lost the stories. It doesn't make any sense that she would do that.
How would I lose the stories? And then also,
I don't know.
Then Lewis was just going to get mad.
It's not a good. That's not a good prank to pull. Lewis is going to get so mad he'll say some shit he can't take back. This prank is going to backfire.
The funny would it be he'd get that mad without thinking about the situation of you can't lose the stories on the internet. I want to see if he would just blow up. Real nice.
I wouldn't. This is pre-taped. I would be like, all right, we'll take a moment, Alex, and find them. We'll just edit this in, patch it in. Hey, boys. Anyway, what are you guys doing later?
Hey.
Wait, we're pre-taped?
We'll do plugs again? When you were drunk and just kept suggesting we do plugs was so funny.
Dude, I was hammered. I don't remember. How'd you get that hammered off beer? Because I don't drink beer ever.
You drank several whiskeys.
And I drank several whiskeys. I drink whiskey all the time. I don't get silly and goofy like that, right? So just chugging the beer, whatever it is, like, if you don't drink wine for a little while, then you drink some wine. It's a different drunk. A beer drunk is a different drunk than a vodka drunk. Tequila drunk is a different drunk than a whiskey drunk. So, and it's sort of what you're used to. So I'm very used to just drinking whiskey. I don't get like slurry or like crazy. There's a moment where I become too drunk and I go like, all right, well, I should stop drinking, but that's really it. But this was like, I'm just pounded fucking 40s. I didn't remember anything about Paco's cum. I texted Jade for the waiter's Venmo because I forgot to tip him, and it's Christmas week. I felt bad not tipping him on Christmas week.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she gave it to me. She's like, I heard you drank cum on Legion of Skanks last night. And I was like, what? And then I was like, I don't remember.
After Legion of Skanks.
And then I was like, what? Did I actually drink cum on Legion of Skanks? Because I had no recollection at all.
No, after the show, you did it.
No, I didn't.
Not on camera.
Don't say that, dude.
Why?
Don't say the truth.
Truth hurts.
Truth hurts.
Lewis does have a special set of skills. He can drink cum.
Me a nightmare for people like you.
I drink cum.
You take my kid. I'll be here drinking cum.
If anyone needs me, I'll be drinking cum.
Dude, did you see that Jake Flores has been outed again? Wait, if anyone being outed, he does this stuff.
Wait, what? No.
So Jake Flores, I don't know if I think he's dating.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
He's like dating a dominatrix type chick. Right. And, you know, there was like a video that came out. He wears like a gimp mask, but it's him. And he like gets his ball stomped on and they like squeeze his nipples and they make him eat his own cum. This is where this all came from. It's like he does like this shit. It's like, so he came a while ago when people found him eating his own cum. He was like, oh, dude, you guys are fucking, you know,
homophobes.
No, like committing revenge porn and sharing porn. But it's like, dude, no, you did public porn. You got paid for it. And now people have found it and are sharing it. That's not revenge porn.
But yeah, we didn't make you eat your own cum and then release the tape of it.
It's laughing at comedy is what it is.
So apparently he did. This is all. Was it Melissa? What on Twitter? Maybe she might have been the investigator. One of them was the investigator. I believe it was her. But it's like it's a guy in a gimp mask, like just being like face fucked with like a girl with a dildo on.
Yeah.
And they like matched up the tattoos on his body and like put like a diagram to show that it's him. That fucking rules.
Do we have it?
You can't post
porn.
You can't post like revenge porn. You can't like post like try to out people on their porn. That's why people don't post the pictures of me sucking Bobby's dick anymore, because they have like bots specifically like designed like if you do that, your account will get banned.
Oh, that's pretty sweet for you.
It fucking rules for me, dude.
Good rule, everybody. Good rule.
We really got to the Lewis Shea Gomez rule. I personally had it.
Good rule.
I got my fucking ex back.
You said, yeah, we talked about it on that show. You can't remember.
I don't remember the show at all, dude. Wow.
Dude, did you ever go back and watch it?
The show? No.
Yeah. Oh, because it's so funny that you say we should do plugs 4 times after we did plugs.
This is after we should do plugs, and we've informed you we already did plugs.
We did plugs.
You again.
Yeah, and then later
let's just do plugs.
You know what? While we do that, why don't we just do plugs? Like, Lewis, we did plugs a half hour ago.
All right, Alex, what is this Ghost of Christmas Past?
Okay, well, the first one, being that it's in the past, we're going to go to it first, but it's the saddest one. I mean, you wanted me to find a rape that happened on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, these three gentlemen got raped? That's terrible.
Oh,
here it is. This is back in 2012. Three teens arrested for alleged kidnap and rape of a PA woman on Christmas. This happened while the victim was sitting in her Jeep.
Upper Darby. That's right where I grew up.
Sitting in a parking lot waiting for her boyfriend to come out of a nearby bar.
Oh, no. Dude, I'll tell you right now, it became worse when I knew that her boyfriend came out to not find her.
Also that it's not even like by a nearby bar. Like, it's not like he was like grabbing a few items and coming out. He was like, wait for me in the parking lot while I go get drunk.
Hey, babe, I'm going to go get hammered. Nothing bad
Merry Christmas.
Possibly happened to you in this parking lot.
Oh, you'll be fine. You did a pick me up. I've been drinking.
So these guys forced their way into the car. One of them was armed. And they say that they forced the woman into her back seat and drove her around Philadelphia for 5 hours while they forced her to perform sex acts on each of them separately. Oh, they also physically assaulted her and stole her belongings and ended up getting caught later on when, she was released, went back to her boyfriend, and they went and reported it at the police station. And by that time, her belongings had been found already because the police had investigated a disturbance where the assailants ended up later on that day.
So after the suspects went through the woman's purse and discovered she had a daughter, they threatened the child's life in order to keep the victim quiet. Then they dropped her off and threw the keys under her car, which is just hilarious.
I know.
They left the door open as they got out, so she had to get out and close her own door.
But that is, I mean, a horrible story. That is a saddest story. But I will say,
hold on, let's finish the story.
But I'm just saying, where they're at in the story right now, they dropped her off. They dropped her off, left the car, and threw the key under the thing. Like, that's not the worst ending to that.
Yeah,
could have been worse. I would assume they were going to kill her. Like, they would kill her because they got caught, obviously. Because that's why I'm surprised they just like, we'll be fine, I'm sure.
The woman then drove to her boyfriend's house, where he said, yuck, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah, he goes, did you like it a little? Insecure dude shit. You probably liked it also, didn't you?
Coincidentally,
by the third hour.
Officers responding to another disturbance call at a woman's home say they found the victim's belongings there and arrested two 17-year-olds, Kiwan Matthews and Kevin Jones, and 19-year-old Brehan. Kiwan and Brehan?
Yay.
They're all charged with kidnapping, rape, and all the wow. What ended up happening? Did they ever get convicted of this, Alex?
Yes, they did. I'll find it in another article, but I was reading up on it earlier.
Damn, dude! What a shitty Christmas for that poor boyfriend.
The Christmas miracle is that they didn't kill her, or even attempt to kill her.
There's no, I'm not like, not to be insensitive here, but like black dick probably rules like to a certain, in some capacity, right? Like, I know she doesn't want it, obviously, but there's a moment where she goes, okay,
they really
I'm still getting three big black dicks. It's not ideal, but it's fucking,
it's not ideal. This is their defense attorney.
What you're looking
for. The defense admits this is a less than ideal situation.
But I'm saying, hear me out, for the boyfriend, there's absolutely no silver lining. It's just your girl got fucked by three black guys and raped. She's gonna be all fucked up.
They're saying it's worse for him.
It's way worse. You're not gonna be able to. How do you even approach having sex with her again?
Listen, she's probably gonna. It's probably gonna be
every time you touch her, she's gonna start crying.
Yeah, that's very possible. They got 17 to 34 years. I feel like that's oddly light.
One for each pump.
That's a pretty light sentence.
17
years for rape is light.
Well, two of them were under.
But it's not just rape. It's going to be kidnapping and torture and like a whole bunch of other shit too. Yeah.
I think it's probably because two of them were
minors.
17 years old. Yeah.
Mm. So the adult, but they said they were all being charged as adults. Maybe there was one ringleader. They definitely got different. Why would they get different sentences though?
No, because you just said probably because one's like the ringleader, one could say he was like pressured into it or something like that, you know.
One didn't come. He's like, I didn't even come.
They may have tried them all together though, probably. Maybe all one trial.
There's literally no way to know that. We're literally pulling things out of
there are ways to know that.
No, hold on.
There is a way to, I'm saying there's no way to know that without looking it up.
Oh, sure.
It could so be the, one of it could genuinely just be one or the other.
The one who was 19 at the time was facing up to 158 years in prison if convicted on all counts.
Hmm. Motherfucker, I ain't gonna live that long. You know that.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna be dead before I get out. That's hilarious.
What am I a vampire? Dumb.
I'll never serve all that time. That's hilarious. I'll do 50 tops.
That's how he beats the system.
Oh, yeah. He goes, you got 230 years in jail. He goes, joke's on you, asshole. I ain't going to live that long. My daddy and my granddaddy died in their 60s. You ain't got me but 30 years.
Ah, fuck. All right. Well, that was a very sad, the rape of Christmas past. All right, so I mean, I guess we've seen the rape of Christmas past. We've learned something from that, or I guess we won't rape. Is that what it is?
That was rape.
Yeah, no.
We have to learn a lesson from each thing. That's the thing in A Wonderful Life. Right?
I was hoping
if you're gonna rape somebody, like you said, kill
her.
Yeah,
kill her.
Yeah, well, that is a lesson too. I was hoping the rape of Christmas past was gonna be more of like a Christmassy type rape, like I don't know, fake Santa tells you to sit on his lap, pulls his pants down type deal. This was
on Christmas, right?
Alex? That was on Christmas Day, yes.
It's on Christmas Day, dude. I mean, it's like Die Hard. It's like a Christmas movie technically.
My girlfriend got gang raped by rum pum pum
by three big black guys.
For 5 hours.
Her pussy's useless now, rum pum pum pum.
I cannot look her in the eyes anymore.
Her pussy looks like a stretched out sweater neck. Sweater neck.
I was already thinking about breaking up with her anyway, and now it seals the deal.
But I gotta wait until she stops having night terrors. Rum pum pum pum.
This is fucking up the rest of my winter. Rum pum pum pum.
Even I wish they would have killed her. Rum pum pum pum. Rum pum pum pum.
I know it doesn't fix everything, but I got you a pretty nice sweater. Rum pum pum pum.
That would never fly in any stand-up bit ever, but the concept of it is so funny. Like, if your girlfriend gets kidnapped and raped, you're like, just kill her, man. Like, when she comes home, you have to get through that.
I can't deal with her crying so much.
Whenever you break up with her, you're a piece of shit for doing it.
Yeah, dude, I gotta like stay with this girl for how long now? There was that movie,
please God, just kill her.
There was a movie, fuck, it was a great representation of, it wasn't rape, but it was almost like the feeling of it. Midsommar. Did you see that, Jay? You definitely did, right? Okay. So like her, you know, like spoiler alert, but like her sister like kills her parents in one of like the opening scenes of the movie.
The opening scene.
Yeah, but the guy was already thinking about breaking up with her. The guy was already being like, he was like, "Dad, she's kind of annoying and like crazy." And him and his boys were going away for the summer to Sweden, and he was bailing on her. He didn't want her to come. And he was like, "All right, that's a good excuse to break up with her." Then her sister kills her parents, and she's having a meltdown. So now we can't leave her. And now he invites her to he had to invite her on the trip, but it's like, everyone's like, "Oh, dude, we're going to break up with this girl anyway, dude. She sucks." It's like,
hanging with her.
And then she's just always crying and sad. And you're like, I can't deal with a sad bitch, dude. Just like, I understand, like, your family's dead. That is sad. I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for a hot, cute, happy chick. Is that insensitive?
Yeah, a little bit. It's very insensitive. Again, the issue comes at what level of the relationship are you in?
It's at its funniest if you're like the day before, you're like, I'm just not really feeling this anymore. And then there's a tragedy and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Now I have to.
Lean into it. They go, why'd you break up with her? Go, because of that.
She's broken.
Yeah. Because she's going to never stop crying forever.
Yeah, dude. Just a sad bitch. What's the next one, Alex? That's what we've learned. That's what we've learned from the past. But in the present, we can learn something too.
So this is sort of a two-parter. It goes along with some stuff that was happening a few years ago. So I'm sure you guys are aware of the Zwarte Piet celebration in the Netherlands.
Of course.
A popular celebration where they would kind of do blackface, but they apparently, the Dutch, put an end to this around about 2018, and they switched it so that now they just kind of put a little bit of soot on their faces. It's just
2018 is late in the game to still be doing blackface.
Well, really? Good news, Dave. In Spain, they were still doing it last year, and they brought it back to not do it this year. So it looks like they're going to keep doing it in Spain. This is for the Three Kings Parade.
Nice. Look at it. By the way, they're called Black Peats, which is hilarious.
Well, in Spain, it's a completely different tradition. They're just trying to represent the three wise men, but they do it in blackface for no reason.
Nice. Well, aren't you doing the right thing there? I thought that's the idea, because the red lips is really what puts it over the top, though.
Do they sing like a barbershop quartet?
Do, 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 do. Is you ain't my baby. Afro Feminas, an anti-racism group, wants, oh my God. Afro, that sounds like the scariest fucking activist group ever.
Afro Feminas?
Afro Feminas.
Oh no.
Ah, dude, black, I can't do this show. Feminists? I got Afro Feminas on my ass.
Oh, dude. Did you hear that Afro Feminas is outside of Dave Smith Show protesting right now?
Oh, Jesus.
You do not want them. Did you guys see what Che did on SNL? It was so good.
No.
On the news, you know, they always do the thing where him and Colin Jost like swap, like they write jokes for each other to make like basically racist jokes about each other.
Right.
And this year, before they did that, he had like activist Harvard speaker, you know, it's like an old, well, I forget her name, in a wheelchair. Can you look up who the name was? It's so fucking funny. Just making Colin Jost sing, say racist jokes. While this lady just sits there and she's like unapproving. It was pretty funny. Check it out. All right, so we have racism still going strong in Spain. What is it?
Patty Davis.
Patty Davis, yeah. Yeah, she just sits there unapproving. Well, it's so funny.
No, let's play it.
Well done, bit.
Hold on, let me find it. I'm close.
Also, I feel like people in Spain should be able to do blackface. They're kind of black.
Sure. It doesn't bother me.
What a sign of privilege that if to be offended by blackface is to truly a sign of privilege.
Yeah. I mean, blackface, it's surprising still how much it comes up.
Yeah. What's funny is you think about the amount of people that, like, because I remember, like, I don't remember specific people, but I remember definitely for like Halloween, kids putting like black makeup on to be a black person.
No, right.
Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Michael, I don't Jordan. Consider when, remember they would go and be like Jimmy Kimmel did the Charles Barkley thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't consider that black. Who is it?
Malone.
Was it Malone?
Get your 90s power forward straight.
Sorry. But it was like, it's just, I don't know why that's offensive. Like, he was being a character. Do you know what I mean? Like, they had a, Robert Forster in the Delta Force movie, which was a Chuck Norris hostage movie, like plane hijack. And he plays a swarthy Middle Eastern guy, just a white dude.
In fucking Short Circuit, that's what happened. The Indian guy.
Yeah.
Is just a straight up white guy.
Really?
And he's doing, dude. I forget his name. He apologized for it recently. He like came out and did an interview and was like, you know, I would never do that character. Of course you wouldn't, sir.
I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I must have had a short circuit.
Dude, he did like a straight up like, oh, hello, welcome to 7-Eleven accent.
Ding dong, just... doop doop. Doesn't matter if I'm a scientist or a retard. Doot, ding dong, call talk the same. Surgeon or cab driver, beep, bop, boop.
I'm telling you right now, it was so delightfully offensive. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I showed James a movie, and then I told him that, and he's just like, you know, he thinks it's kind of funny that, like, they would even do it, but then he told his friend about it, and they were having a whole serious conversation about how you can't do that and how that wasn't right. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get in there and shake this woke stuff out of James.
Do you got that clip?
There's no shaking it out of them. It's part of the culture. It's like you'd have to like literally raise your kids on your own compound media. Actually.
Yep.
Who gives them a compound media with Anthony Cumia?
activist. Please welcome Dr. Hattie Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
In a wheelchair.
Thank you.
These two have gotten great at the fucking update.
Kyle, you can start with your first joke.
Hi.
You used to do the first jokes, Carl.
A group of geneticists have announced plans to bring back the dodo and reintroduce it to Africa. And if you ask me, I can think of at least one dodo I'd like to reintroduce to Africa.
The woman's an activist, Carl. Last month, Beyonce posted a photo on Instagram of herself in a chrome Versace dress and platinum blonde hair that many people online described as too white. In fact, Beyonce looked so white that I was finally attracted to her. That is, wow.
The Adult Survivors Act, which allowed sex abuse victims to file lawsuits even after the statute of limitations expired, has resulted in several new suits. Figures, because bitches love bringing up old stuff. Am I right?
We should cut it. We should go to the last story because I have to jump off in like 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So
watch that. It's great.
Our last story is retarded.
The ghosts of retard future.
Yeah. The retardation of Christmas future. And it's actually a really nice story. We have these two got engaged.
Oh, they're gonna get married.
Okay, everybody quiet. Here we go. And good. That's good right there. All right.
Okay.
And then face each other. There we go.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, good.
I thought something could say to you.
Oh my God.
Get downs on one knee.
Like, oh my God, you got my favorite pudding?
Kind. Friendly. You always make me laugh. You always make me a better
This is
self.
Literally what Harrington and said to Alex at Skankfest.
I want to continue this journey with you, even though it may take us longer to achieve our dreams. But Lucia, Maria Mato, will you do me the greatest honor of...
Oh, she's Italian, so she's extra retarded?
It's a yes, baby. It's definitely a yes.
Oh, these are fucking right there.
I mean, who's
I don't know.
Oh, man. One of their parents is like, oh, now we got two of them.
Yeah. She eats the ring. Like, no. Wow.
It's so adorable.
That is very sweet.
In love. That is a beautiful story.
Are retarded people, do they have the capacity to legally enter a marriage?
I think so, but I think people have to like sign off a bit.
They're gonna get like,
yeah, there's a show called Down for Love on Netflix that's all about this. It's pretty wild.
People of all ages with Down syndrome can do and enjoy a variety of relationships with family members, even sweethearts and spouses. Aw.
And they can have a normal child if they, oh my God.
Dude, if you had a normal child, it would be hilarious. Dude, if my parents were both retarded, it would be so annoying.
Dude, Bob and Dave.
Oh, God, you guys are so retarded.
Mr. Show with Bob and Dave did a great sketch in that one time. The kid was normal and the parents were retarded. And he like opened up his lunch thing. He was getting bullied because he opened up his lunch at school and just like forks and knives fall out, no food. it just packed forks and knives.
Yeah, dude, that show was great.
That was so funny. Boys. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Friday Christmas to all the Skanks fans. Skanks fans, it is the Friday Night Hang. We have enjoyed doing it with you. Everybody, you can catch us next week on Legion of Skanks.
He'll be live. We won't be from the stand next week, but we will actually be live on Tuesday night from the studio with
Arch. In an attempt to confuse everyone, we will
be live again. I think
Ari Shaffir and Lev Fur both coming in studio. Should be
very,
fun.
Very.
That
nice.
Should be a fun
one
show.
One Jew and one Jewish name. All right. We love you guys. We'll catch you then. Peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.